It's been 1 year since the first COVID case was diagnosed in Maryland. Despite the risks, childcare providers have remained open and caring for children as long as their government, their health, and their bank accounts would allow it. Some childcare providers in Maryland have even died from COVID-19 in service to our children. Others got sick or risked illness. Most risked their livelihoods because they believed in the maxim, "We're all in this together." In January, we surveyed childcare providers in Maryland. 79% say that they've experienced a financial loss due to COVID-19. They also report paying out over $5,000 per month for personal protective equipment and other pandemic-related costs to keep children safe. The governor just announced a $60 million grant program to help childcare businesses meet operating costs and address the lost revenue due to COVID-19. This is a big step in the right direction, but experts estimate it will take another $40 billion for the industry to recover from COVID and to build a more sustainable system for the future. History will remember COVID-19 and how our leaders responded to it. So remember that those who will be writing that history are currently in an early childhood classroom learning the skills that they'll need from teachers who show up every day, no matter the cost. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.